Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nachiyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Elisa Davis. Today we are studying Yoel Parakimel, the third chapter of Yoel. This chapter, Parakimel, begins the first of the two prakim that discuss Yom Hashem and Acharit Hayamim, this final day of judgment that will happen in the time of Mashiach, in which the nations are punished, and all those who have harmed Bnei Israel will get what they deserved. And this parak is really a parak of comparison. There's a description of those who have been loyal to Hashem and what they will get, and then a description of those who have not, and those who have antagonized the Jews, and they will get what they deserve. Pasuk Aleph starts off, Hayach Arichin. Now, when a parak starts off with, you know, and it was after this, seems to indicate a connection between the previous two prakim that talked about the plague of locusts and our description of Yom Hashem. The Mefarshim say that Vahayihiyach Arichin is referring to the times of Mashiach. And we are told, Eshpoch et Ruchi al kol basar, Hashem will pour his spirit on all flesh. And the Metzudah David explains, Eshpoch et Ruchi, Ratzalomar Ruach Chachma v'hacharad alukat, that it refers to a spirit of wisdom and a recognition of Hashem. Eshpoch al kol basar will be poured on all mankind. Ki af ha'akum yakiru az v'yidush Hashem hu alokim. Even the non-Jews will recognize that Hashem is the true God. So it will be a universal recognition of Hashem. V'nib'u b'necham u'b'notechem. And your sons and daughters will have prophecies. Z'knechem chalomot yichalomon. The elders will dream dreams, v'chureichem chazyonot yiru, and the young people will see visions. The Malbim explains that each of these different groups of people will be receiving a different level of prophecy than when it says that Hashem will pour his spirit on all flesh, and then it gets more specific and says that your sons and daughters will receive nevuah, that they will get what he calls nevuah hagemura. They will receive true nevuah, the highest level. And that is because b'necham u'b'notechem, your sons and daughters, are referring to those who were born in the time of Mashiach, and then they will have the closest intrinsic connection to Mashiach and will receive the highest level of prophecy. And as the pasuk continues, z'knechem chalomot yichalomon, that they will receive the lowest level of nevuah, because they have been born in an era so much before the arrival of Mashiach, they will be less connected to it. And finally, bachureichem chazyono iru, they will receive a middle level of nevuah, because they are young people, they were born before the arrival of Mashiach, but they will still have more of a connection than those, let's say, who are elderly, who were born so much prior to the arrival of Mashiach. Pasuk Bet continues, the second verse, V'gam al ha'avadim v'al ha'shvachot. Also, the servants and the maidservants, Bayamim ha'hema, on these days, Eshpoch et Ruchi, Hashem will pour his spirit. And the Malbim explains that these people, the servants and the maidservants, will receive something even lower than Nevuah. Yachol lehem ruach etzel gvura v'yirat Hashem. They will get a spirit of wisdom and strength and fear of Hashem. And I wonder if we're meant to take this literally, that one will literally have an ability to be closer to Hashem based on, you know, just circumstances out of their control, or rather if it's describing really one's reaction to Mashiach and how much one allows it to affect them and to, you know, shift their perspective. And that if Mashiach arriving, if they greet it like a son and a daughter, if they are like a son and daughter of Mashiach, in which they arrive at, and come to it, they're like young children with the excitement and enthusiasm, then they get the highest level of Nevuah. And rather, if they treat it like they're elderly and they're, you know, they don't have a lot of enthusiasm or energy left in them, so the connection will be less strong. So perhaps we are meant to take this as in order to prepare our own selves for our reaction for the arrival of Mashiach. Pasuk Gimel, the third verse continues, V'natati moftim b'shamayim u'baretz. Hashem will make wonders in the sky and the land. Dam v'esh v'timrot ashan. There will be blood and fire and a pillar of smoke. And the Mitzvah David explains that these are all symbols that will come from the war of Gog and Magog that will happen at the end of days. The dam will be the blood that is spilled because of the war. And the fire is a fire that will descend upon Gog and Magog from the sky, from Hashem, as he fights the war for us. And Timrot Ashan, the Mefarshim explained Timrot Ashan, that the Ashan, the smoke, will be like a tamar, will be like a date tree, that it will be tall, like a tree. Pasuk Dalet, Hashemesh Yahafich Lechoshech, the sun will switch to darkness, V'hayareach Ladam, and the moon will become blood, Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem Hagadol V'hanora, before, in front, because of the day of Hashem has arrived, the great and awesome day. So there's different explanations about this sun turning to darkness. It's possible, Rashi says, Lebayish et hameshtachavim lachama. It is in order to embarrass those who have been worshiping the sun, those who have not worshipped Hashem but have served other powers. Those powers will be darkened, and it'll be clear that those other powers that people thought were in charge or thought were running the world are actually darkness, are actually powerless. And only Hashem will reign true. Another possibility that is offered is that, by the Mitzvah David, is that sometimes when things look, when one faces troubles, and when things are hard, the world appears dark and it appears that hope is lost. So this is more of a symbolic description of the sun going dark and everything appearing bad because of the punishments that will be taking place. And Pasuk Hei V'haya Kol Asher Yikarei B'Shem Hashem Yimaleit. Everyone who calls out in the name of Hashem will escape. Ki B'har Tzion B'Yerushalayim Tehiya Pleita Kasher Amahar Shem. On Har Tzion and Yerushalayim will be a remnant, like Hashem said, B'Asari D'Masher Hashem Korei, in the survivors that Hashem calls. And the salvation will come, according to the Mitzvah David, the salvation will come to those who call out in the name of Hashem, who trust in Hashem, and who can be found on Har Tzion at the time when Mashiach arrives. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilei Nishmat, Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.